Well, as you've been hearing, President-elect Trump has nominated Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to head the Environmental Protection Agency. Pruitt is known for being closely allied with the oil and gas industry. A 2014 investigation by the New York Times found Pruitt had sent a letter to the EPA criticizing its regulation of gas drilling in Oklahoma. That was entirely written by a lobbyist working for an oil company in the state. Here now to talk about what Pruitt might mean for our region is WNYC's Nancy Solomon. She's been reporting on how changes at the EPA could affect New York and New Jersey. Nancy, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
So Scott Pruitt, who has he has to be confirmed by the Senate, and he could bring huge changes to the EPA. What would those changes be, and how would it affect states in the same way across the board?
Well, there are some ways it'll affect all states, and there are some ways where it won't. There are certainly issues that affect everyone. Climate change is the obvious one. Trump doesn't believe the science. He put a climate change denier on the transition team, and now he's nominated an attorney general who sued the EPA over its clean power plan. This is the plan that reduces carbon emissions from power plants. So that affects everyone, and environmentalists are worried. But there will be different impacts for different states, especially in New York and New Jersey. While the constitutions of both states have given their executives a lot of power, in New York, some checks exist on the governor, mainly in the form of statewide elected offices like the comptroller and the attorney general. The New York legislature is relatively powerful. And remember, Governor Andrew Cuomo, he embraced fracking when he came in as governor, but he faced a lot of opposition and was eventually banned. So, and then there's also the state of New York. The state has New York City, which has a culture of environmental protectionism, and not to mention 8.5 million residencies. So that's a big constituency.
So, but nothing like that exists in New Jersey, right?
Right. Jersey doesn't have a huge city that dominates politics, and the governor appoints everyone. And the state legislature is fairly weak. So 7 years of a Chris Christie administration has weakened environmental regulation. He pulled the state out of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Emissions Compact. He closed the state's Office of Climate Change and Energy. Yesterday, I spoke with Debbie Manns of New York, New Jersey Baykeeper, and she said the EPA has been a backstop in the state to provide protection where the state no longer does. So just in terms of the clean power plan, without a federally mandated requirement, the state will not have to reduce carbon emissions by the 23% mark set by President Obama for 2030. So, and as Doug O'Malley of the Environment New Jersey organization said, the sky could remain an open sewer for carbon pollution.
Okay, what about water? Doesn't New Jersey have a lot of problems with drinking water and polluted rivers as well?
Yeah, and this is one ray of hope here, is that Donald Trump did say during the campaign that he's committed to protecting the state's, or the nation, rather's drinking water supply. He made a campaign appearance in Flint, Michigan to denounce the government's role in the lead drinking water crisis there. New Jersey has 11 cities with higher levels of lead in drinking water than Flint has. Mm. So, Trump also says he wants to spend more money on infrastructure, and clean drinking water is partly dependent on and could be improved by replacing old lead pipes. So it's possible we could see a push to improve drinking water, but then there's the cleanup of polluted rivers, and no one I've spoken with expects to see a Trump EPA that makes progress on that.
Why is that?
Well, I've been working on a story about the Passaic River. It's a Superfund cleanup site because Agent Orange was produced in Newark in the 1950s and 60s, and runoff went into the river. I was there yesterday, and there's a beautiful new park along the river in Newark, but the water is disgusting, not to mention toxic. And Newark residents and environmentalists have been fighting for 30 years to get the river cleaned up. The way the Superfund works is that the federal government requires the polluting businesses that caused the problem to pay for the cleanup. There's finally an agreement in place that was just signed this year, but now there's a concern that a corporate-friendly EPA and a corporate-friendly Department of Justice will allow the project to stall. And New Jersey, as many of our listeners know, has the highest number of Superfund sites in the country. 36 have been cleaned up, and 105 sites are still remaining.
Just the thought of it wants me to take a shower right now. So that's water and air. What else does the EPA do in New Jersey?
How much time do we have?
Just about 30 seconds.
Environmentalists have a long list of concerns. There's offshore drilling. There's the current federal protections are not permanent. And given Scott Pruitt's close ties to the oil and gas industry, they're afraid we'll see a lot more drilling of all kinds, offshore, fracking, and more pipelines. The Pinelands National Reserve, you know, this is a protected area in South Jersey, there was a pipeline scheduled to go through there, and it was blocked by one vote on their commission. Mm. And there is a federal official that sits on that commission. So that could be the crucial vote that stops a pipeline from going through that protected area.
Okay, WNYC's Nancy Solomon. Nancy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.